Right. Hello there. Good evening. Yeah. And welcome to
One Man, One Show.
It's Edit Presents, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. This isn't my theme music, really. I'm stealing this. I need some theme music as it goes. If anyone can sort me out with a good theme for the beginning of my show, that would be great. Yes. So, hi. Good evening. To those of you listening out there, the many thousands of listeners, hi. And, yeah, long time no see. Haven't been doing this kind of radio show thing for ages and ages. So, yeah, might be a bit rusty. Might not. Maybe it's done me some good. Who knows? So, this evening, for you, I had quite a show lined up. It's funny how this happens. Seems to happen to me fairly regularly. Had quite a show lined up. It was going to consist of James Tech, of the Plex Parties, and he is actually doing a party next weekend, which I'm going to plug for him. I don't have all the details in front of me, I'm afraid, which is a bit lame. But there's a Plex party next weekend. Look it up on Google. It will be good. Go. The Dexorcist, who is sadly ill in bed, or at least so he says. I don't disbelieve him. I'm sure he is. But somewhat of a disappointment, considering his entire vinyl collection... Well, no, some of his vinyls are already actually here in the house. It would be fairly easy for him to come and play them. But, yeah, if one is ill in bed, what can one do? Listen to me moaning. Coleman, Mustard Gun, sadly, can't make it either. So, what kind of a show is this going to be, you might ask? Well, the wonderful... Dave Shades of Horror Boogie Records and Mount Heart Attack from the old days in Glasgow has pulled through for us wonderfully, ladies and gentlemen, and has committed a set to MP3 for us. He can't be in the studio, sadly, because he's in Glasgow, but we're going to have a little chat with him on Skype before he plays in a little while. So he's our guy tonight. I'm joined by friends in the studio. I believe Adam Ill may well drop one or two numbers a little bit later himself, which will be lovely if he does, if you ask me. Anyway, right, I'm going to stop talking and play a tune. Basically, the next sort of however long I can go on for, which will probably be an hour, hopefully, is going to be me playing tunes that I really, really like. and then talking to you about why they're really good. Hopefully it won't be too boring. So here we go. This is Foremost Poets. This is Moonraker, and it's utterly super. And very bacon crackling at the beginning, I'm afraid. It gets better.
Please do not be alarmed. Remain calm. Do not attempt to leave the dance floor. The DJ booth is conducting a troubleshoot test of the entire system. Somehow, while the party was in progress, an unidentified frequency has been existing in the system for some time. And while many of you have been made too brainwashed to comprehend, this frequency is and has become a threat to our society as we know it. This frequency has been used by a secret society in conjunction with Lucifer to lure and prey on innocent partygoers with hypnotism, synchroprism, trickology, lies, scandal, and pornography. While the party is still in progress, we will keep you updated on our current status. This is only a test. This is only a test. This station, in conjunction with other airwave announcements, will conduct this exact test without prejudice under the jurisprudence of the soul, the mind, the body, the positive, the negative, the ground, the proton, the neutron, the electron, the yin, the yang, the young, the sun, the moon, the star.
One man, one show.
This is only a test.
That's right. One man, one show.
The DJ booth is conducting a troubleshoot test of the entire system. Somehow, while the party was in progress, an unidentified frequency has been existing in the system for some time. And while many of you have been made too brainwashed to comprehend, this frequency is and has become a threat to our society as we know it. This frequency has been used by a secret society in conjunction with Lucifer to lure and prey on innocent partygoers. This is only a test. Conjunction with other airwave announcements, will conduct this exact test without prejudice under the jurisprudence of the soul, the mind, the body, the positive, the negative, the ground, the proton, the neutron, the electron, the yin, the yang, the young, the sun, the moon, the star, the man, the woman, the child, the plaintiff, the defendant, the judgment, the father, the son, the Holy Spirit, the past, the present, the future. This is only a test.
It's the vocal at the end here that kills it. It's the money shot, the vocal at the end. Top quality.
formula. Moonbreaker, upgrading the 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 formula. Moonbreaker.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's me missing my cue. Upgrading the formula indeed. So, yeah, that's a lovely little number there, Foremost Poets, on DJ Gigolo, yeah, International DJ Gigolo. Very good. So, right, on with the next one, basically, which is from Noodles, number 4. That's Lenny D by Kid Whatever, an old short classic.
Show.
That was Lenny D by Kid Whatever, and it's a lovely little number on Noodles. Noodles number 4, in fact. So, right, I'm not going to be playing techno all evening because techno is obviously better mixed, but I'm purposefully not sort of doing a straight up mix because I think a bit of talking about how good these tracks are is in need. But then also, yeah, I'm going to be playing all sorts of weird other music as well. So, yeah, here's one for you. It's by me, actually. It's unreleased and shall remain so. It's a remix that I did for Mr. Vast, who is the singer from Weavy Stunder. And... yeah, it was, well, perhaps you should just listen to it. It's rather odd, and the mix isn't the best in the world, but it's quite fun. So I'll just stick it on, I think. Hold on.
Your hair lip cream. Clubfoot hunchback never fails to get me hot. You know I will always pretend to be something that I am not. Toast always lands, not as I am. Jam between my toes. Stains on my fingers. Dishwater in my eyes. The avalanche up my nose. Toast always lands, not as I am. Toast always lands, not as I am. Toast always lands, not as I am. Butter! Twitter, your space is shit, but my space is shitter. My face is booked, my hair is bulging. There's nothing on earth we're not divulging. Toast always lands, put a side down. Toast always lands, put a side down. Toast always lands, put a side down. Butter. Toast always lands, put a side down. Grain. The processes of your intellect are packing in the game.
Doors ajar and curtains twitching. The fingers on the trigger and the triggers itching. The oil of life is thick and crude. So dunk in your seabird and admit we're screwed.
Toast always lands, put aside down. Toast always lands, put aside down. Toast always lands, put aside down.
Yeah, so. So, yeah. Like I said, the old mix there isn't 100%. And yeah, it's as yet unreleased and probably will remain so. But, oops. Well, interesting that should play itself. Immediately afterwards. Basically, yeah, that's by Mr. Vast from Weavy Stunder, and he is just putting out this EP, which is currently two tracks that I'm aware of, which will probably expand. I assume it's on CAC Records. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, I mean, it's forthcoming. You can see both the Butter Side and this next track I'm about to play videos on YouTube if you search for the Mr. Vast Butter Side, as in suicide, but butter. Ease and Speed, as in easing along and speed, is his other one. That's the A side of this release, I believe, and splendid. And it would be rude for me to play that silly effort of mine without playing his silly effort on the other side, which is truly lovely. So have a listen to this.
Let's some toast and some Marmite. Backed up into the corner, spoiling for a fight. Kicking up the fuss pots, hanging from the lamps. Avoiding everyday jobs, pulling off your pants. Skipping tripwires, rolling up the hills. Taking food, lots of liberties, and lots of little pills. Everything you never needed, I think we're all agreed. It's all to your advantage, in terms of ease and speed. So on holiday on all of your accounts, pushing all your buttons, pulling all your strings, catching all the butterflies, pulling off their wings, skipping through the tripwires, rolling up the hills, taking lots of liberties and lots of little pills. Is everything you never needed? I think we're all agreed. It's all to your advantage in terms of ease and speed. Terms of ease and speed.
Anybody. We're 1,000 miles from... Yeah, sorry. Trying to stop the tracks is not something I'm brilliant at. So... Stopped in my tracks, indeed. Swig of beer, I think. Okay. So, yeah, that was Mr. Vast. Ease and speed. It's very nice. Yeah. Have a look at the video. It's on YouTube, and it's super. So, right, having said I'm not going to play techno or much of it, I am, actually. This is an oldie but goodie by Green Velvet. It's called Electrocution. I think it's called Electrocution. It's called Electrocution, and it's... It's a bit of a mind fuck, so stay with it, but it's really very nice. So, yeah, great. So, yeah, go on, hit play for us, Adam. Cheers. Okay, I'm going to rewind that. That was a really haphazard attempt at a mix just there, really suddenly at the end, which I didn't manage to do. Also, it's really pitched down. And this deck's crap. There we go. That's my excuses selection for the evening. Let me just see if I can, if we can do that again, shall we, from the beginning? Right, yeah, this is by me. This is fairly old. This is off of Don't 3, Danger Management EP, and it's called Kung Fu Joe.
Thank you.
And what a lovely number that is. yeah, that was... I can't hear myself for some reason. Oh, yeah, no, I know why. So, that was... initially, the first tune you heard was myself, edit on Don't 3. That's the Danger Management EP, which I'm not sure if you can actually get anymore. But this current one is available, I believe, and is Panic Bridge number 2, which is Ben Pest and Fedka the Irritant. Or just Fedka. Ben Pest and Fedka, I think they're billed as. And it's a wicked track. It's called Wet Dog, that particular one. But it's an excellent EP, really good. All four tracks are great. So, yes. Next, I'm going to play more of me. It's my show, so I'm allowed. Yeah, I've got something queued up. I'm not sure what it is. Hang on a sec. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, this track's called The Thing. It is a track for... we're currently on LFM running Rave Factory, in which a conglomerate of musical artists are all battling it out, basically, in a similar fashion to your Rave Idol, in fact, our last season. And all those type of shows, what are on TV, if you know what I mean. Yeah, and I'm currently taking part in that. And it's not rigged, honest gov. But, as soon as it's my show, I'm allowed to promote myself. So I'm going to play you my one from the techno round. It's called The Thing, and here it is. Right, sorry, hang on a minute. Technical idiocy.
Reach anybody. We're 1,000 miles from nowhere, man, and it's gonna get a hell of a lot worse before it gets any better.
We'll be right back. that's a tough thing to come by these days.
The Thing by me. Edit, and if you like that track, you can vote for me on illfm.net under the Rave Factory bit, which you should be able to see on the front page. You can go through. But indeed, not only that track, there are several, I think 12 artists at the moment still competing. You can listen to all the rounds. You can currently vote for any one of them to go through to for next month. Now, the rules, even though I'm taking part, I should probably understand, but 100% I don't. I believe that this forthcoming month we're all making two tracks, Hard as Nails track. Is that correct? Oh, we're making one, right. We're making one track for next month, which is a Hard as Nails track. It can be any genre, so that should be fun. So, yeah, listen out for that. And, yeah, indeed, don't just vote for me. Have a listen to all the other tracks on there. There's some corkers, and vote for whoever you want, basically. So, yeah, right, on with the music. Something completely different now. This track is by Edan, it's called Syllable Practice, and it's absolutely super. Shit. Right, there we go, that was that tune. No, it wasn't really. That's me badly queuing up the record. Right, here it is, Syllable Practice.
Yeah! How's everybody doing out there? This is Edan, the humble magnificent. And right about now, we're gonna get into this song called Syllable Practice. And what that means is, but it's gonna be battle rhymes, and it's gonna sound pretty. So listen to this. The Renegade Radical demonstrates battle drill, efficiency, and dedication through placement of syllable swords directly where umbilical cords were chopped when little kids were put up for adoption. Torching the orphan, I'll toss the foster kid. Waterlogged monologues and cross your faucet. Tap water lyricists receive a rap slaughter hearing this. Perceive the prince with a mirror is.
Expel
tears and sweat to build pyramids. Irrigate irritated orators.
Excel
extend ornaments to torment your tournament.
4 to 5 midgets in 4 to 5 minutes.
Organized clinics that sure to mortify misfits. Mystic, I'm the sort of guy with tricks. Shift with the times until the stars burn out. Until then, building with illa syllable workout.
Syllable practice is never a chore, never a bore. Immature literature litters the floor.
I figured you for a bigot before, but don't be bitter and sore. Just spit and record meticulous thought.
Syllable practice is never a task. Clever attacks left competitors wax. Aesthetic it lacks. So I set them with facts, telling them facts, propelling repetitive tracks and feminine raps to the kennel for snacks. The potent practitioner opens rap listeners, broke the facsimile, focus activities, folks collapse, folks who slap enemies who pretend to be essentially assembling assemblance of ambiance that's seminal to confidence. I lend it all to consonants that tenderize your counterfeits. The pendulum is bound to flip. You're trembling and doubting if adrenaline amounts to dick when petty Methodist attack is semi-definite. Tackle any deficit rap, mentally effortless, backpedaling pessimists with venomous predicates. Benefit the nemesis with reticent percentages of sentences to enter kids into the vortex of unexplored text. Four steps, surgically deconstruct, verbally decompose. Listen when the deacon flows. Even so, syllables are only half the battle. The river I deliver's metaphoric, so you never have to paddle. Syllable practice is never a task. Clever attacks left competitors wax. Etiquette lax, so I fed them a facts, telling them facts, repelling repetitive tracks and feminine raps to the kennel for snacks. Syllable practice is never a chore, never a bore. Immature, literature, litter the floor. I figured you for a bigot before, but don't be bitter and sore to spit and record meticulous thought. And I'd like to send this one out to the masters, Cool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick, KRS-One, Rakim, and there's several others that are worth mentioning, but for now that's the unofficial Furious Five, cause they inspired me to write lyrics, and I'm out.
Shit. Right, stop that for me, would you, Mark? Thanks very much. So, this is fun. I am enjoying this, actually. It's little band of us in the studio. But I'm not sure we got that many. We're chilling. We're grooving. It's fun. I should do more shows, really. If I do so. One man, one show. Yes. Yeah, well, hopefully more than one. They keep saying that, incidentally, in case you don't know, just because the last two years, I've pretty much done a show a year, which isn't very good for someone who's supposed to be doing them every month. But we'll see if we can change that over the forthcoming months and years. Right, fairly soon I'm going to get off here and we're going to talk to Dave Shades on Skype, which should be funny. But first of all, I'm going to play a really silly record called Dynamite by Tony Camillo's Bazooka.
Dynamite.
Right, yeah, that's that record was Tony Camillo's Bazooka, and that track's called Dynamite, and I think it's super duper disco funky funk of a certain sort. Pretty good. So yeah, like I said, I will move on to the Dave Shades in a second. I've just got one more from me, one more silly record, I think. And yeah, this is Pitman. And this tune, I believe, is hang on, actually, I haven't checked the title. Don't call me a hunchback. I'm not entirely sure, but it's based on a lovely old LL Cool J hit that we all probably know, and it's super. As is everything I've been saying tonight, it's super, isn't it? It's super. I like that. It's super. Sound a bit camp, don't I? So, yeah, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have tonight is a man's very dirty. He comes all the way from the pier, he's called Pitman.
Don't call me an hunchback, I've been digging for years, avoiding people selling apples and pears. Pubic hairs gone wild in my pants room, coming to my world of doom. Explosions everywhere, I don't drink any, so wear balaclavas. Won't put up with feel good Yankees, wannabe cat. Don't you dare care about my moves. Mind your business, it's never been nice to see you nice, but I might shout Bruce to get the right price. I'm gonna knock you out, me mam said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, me mam said give him a clout. I'm gonna knock you out.
Can you hear us, Scott?
Me mam said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out.
Yeah, alright, hold it down and I'll speak to you in a minute.
Don't you go and use that cheapo jam. You can't get to Mr. Pitt, your shit. Listen to my cold pick, I'm blasting, I'm masking, I'm like Shaft, cause I'm mind shafting. All English all the time, put it on wax to commit a crime. I'm gonna knock you out, me mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, I'm gonna give you a clout. I'm gonna knock you out,
come on.
Me mum said knock you out, I'm gonna knock you out. My mum said give him a clap.
Break down. Check it out, tosses. Gangster brother. Check it out, tosses.
The usual wankers getting played on the radio. I just don't know. What made you not want to go and play me? You didn't get it for free. I'm nearly insane, floating like David Blaine on a little crack crane. Letting fools know that they can't take the piss. When they come near me, I'm working, killing, digging and making a hole just for the coal. I'm gonna knock you out, me mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, me mum said give him a clap. I'm gonna knock you out, me mum said give him a clap. I'm gonna knock you out, me mum said give him a clap.
Right then.